Welcome to Stockhouse.com's Fireside Chat, where you get the lowdown on the sectors, the companies, and the trends shaping your investment dollar.
This is Galen Engen, Stockhouse.com tech correspondent. I'm sitting with CardioCom Solutions CEO Etienne Grima. CardioCom Solutions, a Canadian medtech firm based out of Toronto, Ontario, is a provider of innovative device-agnostic software solutions in the cardiovascular medicine and telemedicine space. The company, currently trading on the venture exchange with the ticker EKG, is gaining traction and was just recently highlighted in the Globe and Mail, a well-respected Canadian national periodical. Part of what is generating this growing interest is the company's world-leading proprietary GEMS-WIN Global ECG Management System and GEMS-WIN Air Wireless Global ECG Management System platforms. Now, Etienne, would you briefly describe what these platforms offer to the medical community and what makes them unique within the space?
Sure. Thank you very much. GEMS is a software program that's been developed by CardioCom Solutions that is classified as a medical device. So a lot of people will be familiar with medical devices being a piece of hardware. And clearances associated with hardware usually has the software side of it buried underneath the hardware application. Where we're unique is that our software has no hardware component. We are cleared with our software solution as a Class 2 medical device in Canada and the United States. We actually have clearances globally. The software is manufactured or designed and updated and maintained under ISO standards. And that's unique in this business. There are very few companies who have clearances on their medical software related to ECG management. And I would say we're probably unique in having the capacity to offer medical software that has its own clearances that can be device agnostic, sold into hospitals, doctors' offices, and now we actually have a version that can be sold to consumers.
Speaking of which, there's been a fundamental shift taking place in regards to portability of technology. It's been democratizing many of the processes and the functions that, you know, we once depended on third-party professionals for, like doctors and technicians. So CardioCom has obviously seen this and is currently offering a groundbreaking handheld ECG monitor called the HeartCheck Pen. So Etienne, what makes this device so special and just what is its potential?
So you are correct. There is a big move to take medical technology and put it into the hands of consumers. Unfortunately, we stop short many of the times with these wellness products. You know, the Apple smartwatch, Samsung health apps. They're wellness products that are not qualified or capable of rendering clear medical indications. So there's a need to bring medical credibility to wellness devices, which means the devices, the hardware, have to be built according to higher standards and be tested to higher standards. Now, what does this frequently, what controls them and gives them the credibility is the software associated with them. The intended use of the hardware is controlled by software. Anything that sits on a smartphone can't be on its own a medical device unless the app has a Class 2 clearance, which is hard to do. So what we've done is we've taken what we know in the medical world, medical software, and we have found hardware, and hardware is not hard to find, but good hardware that works with good software is. And we've combined typical technology that's out there, ECG readings, ECG technology, it's been around since the turn of the 19th century. And certainly we're building better and better devices that are smaller, smarter, cheaper, more efficient. But the software must keep pace. The control of the data must keep pace. So we've taken what we know in the medical world with good hardware and basically released a consumer-grade medical software solution that allows you, a consumer, to acquire your electrocardiogram, your ECG, by holding a device in your hands through the skin in your hands. It'll read the electrical activity of the heart like the electrodes they stick on your chest conventionally that we all associate with, and we have the software that enables the device to move those files recorded into a computer environment that can credibly, reliably, and accurately show an ECG waveform to a consumer and enable the consumer to take those recordings and pass them off to a medical professional, either through a cloud service, an ECG reading service that we run, or to print the report and take it to their doctor. And the report is based on our medical software. So it's the kind of thing the doctor must look at. He cannot dismiss it. It's all done under a Class 2 environment. So this heart check solution is actually quite an exciting way of doing, as you said, bringing medical credibility to the ease of consumer use.
Now, just for clarification, a patient or a user or a prospective buyer of the heart check pen, they don't need to have a prescription to go out and get this item, do they?
No. There are some devices that you can buy on the market that don't require a prescription, but ours is the only one that has Canadian and U.S. clearances to show an ECG waveform. So you can buy things that monitor your heart rate without a prescription, but ours is the only one cleared that can show you an ECG repeatedly and on your own without a doctor's prescription to buy it or to see those ECGs. It's very unique in North America.
Now, with the technology that you've developed for the Heart Check Pen, you can leverage this IP to push even further into the health and wellness sector to cover other diagnostic metrics, can't you?
Well, yes, we can. It's not a straight shot from the Heart Check Pen, but we have the technology already cleared where we can use our software to interact with multiple biometric devices. So devices that can read signals from your body, whether it's a temperature sensor, respiratory rate, ECGs, glucose, oxygen saturation, tidal volume. These biosigns can be collected by our software. We already have an FDA clearance to have this software used, and we can have algorithms as part of that clearance that can give automated feedback based on what it's seeing. So it's the platform for a multi-disease monitoring system with automated feedback that can give credibility, again, to that environment because it's already software-wise cleared as a Class 2 medical device, and that can allow devices that have sat in the wellness market to move into the medical wellness market.
Mm-hmm. So what you're offering then could offer a certain sense of professional legitimacy to the health and wellness sector, correct?
Well, what it could do is offer those wellness products that people have invested a lot of time and care into developing to become medical devices. If they're manufactured well and they work well, there are ways that we, with our ISO clearances and our FDA clearances, can create an umbrella effect over them, bring them in, qualify them in according to all of these regulations and standards using systems that we already have in place, which could bring new devices into medical compliance and therefore perhaps clearance as medical devices for sale faster than without a company like us, or companies that already have devices that they wish to move more into the medical credibility side of wellness monitoring to do that with lower cost, lower time. You know, basically, they don't have to worry about the software side.
So all of this opens up even more possibility for blue sky potential beyond just the Heart Check Pen itself. I mean, if you guys so choose to go in those directions.
Absolutely. That Heart Check Pen, I mentioned Bluetooth because we're also talking to companies who are interested in Bluetooth connected devices. We've already done a release recently that we've got the Heart Check Pen Bluetooth prototype in the works. But what we can do, what we've done with the Heart Check Pen is it's the first one. There was no consumer ECG viewable medical device cleared before. We are the first to bring ECG viewing to consumers without a doctor's pre-existing prescription. And that first device was brought forward without a predicate device. Now we have set the landscape, and it's time to bring in better devices, newer devices, as I mentioned, sexier, faster, smarter, cheaper. The difference is the barrier to entry for people who want to do this is that the software side, especially for ECG systems, is not a game. It's hard. It's highly regulated and very difficult to develop. And that'll be a barrier. So hardware will have lower barriers than software in the medical world.
So because your groundbreaking provision is supported by software with a medical class 2 classification, which is an industry first, you're going to be well ahead of the competition when other players join the space.
That's what we believe. And we'd like to offer the opportunity to work with groups with strengths where we don't have them in devices, in hardware devices. We can work to develop them ourselves, but you know, if the idea is to bring new products to market faster, then a collaborative effort is going to be more suited to that than trying to do it on your own.
Okay, let's back up and tackle some history. Over the last 16 years, CardioCom Solutions has built itself to become a respected global supplier of ECG viewing platform solutions. Now, some traders will look at this and be excited because of the established market footprint, the developed sales networks, and distribution channels. Now, other traders will look at this and ask the question, why did it take 16 years for CardioCom Solutions to hit the road and really start running? Do you have any answers to give to these individuals that are asking these questions?
Yes, that's something we hear often. So our history is a strength and a weakness. It's a strength because we've shown that we understand the market and we have been able to develop customers and customer bases and a reputation across many countries, and we continue to have loyal customer bases on the medical side. The challenge has been that as technology changes and markets change, the companies must change as well. And we decided a few years ago to bring the consumer products forward, which takes time and resources and R&D. And also, there was a large change with Microsoft in support of their prior operating systems, which has, in many cases with medical software companies, turned the industry on its side because we needed to write new software to be valid on these new operating systems. And so we did that. We had to meet with that. But that was a requirement that was imposed by Microsoft, and that requires time. And that reduces your capacity to get to market with products that are going to be purchased because customers are waiting. So we were well-suited years ago when the company was originally founded as a software company. And then we started to look at new markets and got into a long R&D mode. And we are now at a point where our medical software is selling. It's got the long history and track record as a reputation, but people focus on the new product, on the HeartCheck pen, and they're very used to seeing new products associated with startups. So when they see our product, they immediately associate us as a startup, and then they go and look at our history, at our pedigree, and they see we're not. And they wonder why we took so long to do this. And the reason is that things happen when they have to. Things happen when they can. And the HeartCheck pen is a first. And when should the first thing happen is when it's possible. And that occurred at a time when Android phones weren't around. Microsoft phones were locked off with Bluetooth connectivity, so USB connectivity was needed. And we understood at that time that consumers wanted to have more active roles in the management of their health. And that's when the market became apparent, before wearables, before the wellness mark. So we started that at the right time. It just happened to be by a company that had been around for years doing medical software.
What can investors look forward to as far as specific milestones that you may have in the next, let's say, 24 months?
Yeah, so that's a tricky question to answer because, you know, we're publicly traded and we don't want to be too leading. So what I'm going to do is largely reflect on what we've already said publicly. We have the intention to get into providing the Bluetooth version of our HeartCheck pen, which if you consider the increase in market size from moving from a PC-based cable-connected device to a smartphone-based device while retaining a cable for the traditional base, that should see an increase in market share, market price, market access, whatever you want to call it. We should see positive effects for the company. We continue to expand into pharmacies, which has been stated, and we're looking to introduce ECG screening into pharmacies, which is a recurrent revenue service model. Apart from consumers who continue to buy our pens and access our smart monitoring system on, again, a service or a pay-per-ECG model, and these, as they grow, should bring us, you know, revenue that really hasn't existed prior to 2015. So that's new. We want to continue to partner with other companies to see whether we can enable their technologies to work with ours, whether they're consumer devices, wellness devices, or medical devices, which gives us the chance to have hardware sold that our software will follow up with for sales, or whether we can sell people's hardware and make revenue as distributors while our software is being purchased. And we continue to push towards developing the products, not as much emphasis on R&D as we had in the past, but we still look for new integration of technologies. And as you've asked me about, we have our eyes on multi-biometric automated interpretation of biosigns to give feedback to consumers as well as patients.
Where do you envision CardioCom in the next 5 years?
Well, I would imagine that we would have established some important relationships with well-known brand names, because in 5 years there will be a convergence of wellness and health to try to bring medical certainty to the results that are being collected. Big data, the Internet of Things, these are all converging health monitoring markets and consumer information into large predictive databases. And I would say that with the medical data that our software collects and the consumer-facing solutions that we have, and looking to being multiple biosign and device agnostic and software driven, we would plug in nicely to some of these initiatives. So I wouldn't see why we wouldn't be plugged in to some of these initiatives by then.
So Etienne, very excited about the potential here for CardioCom. Is there anything you think that investors should know before we end this?
Well, this company is very focused on bringing products that are going to make a difference in the quality of people's lives, either by providing better diagnostic tools to physicians and really enabling the advantages of mobile monitoring in that world, and leveraging that to break down some barriers so that those people who want to have an option to manage their health, preventative disease management, learning more about the status of their health, learning more about maybe the medical conditions they're living with to try to reduce adverse events or worsening deterioration where it can be avoided. This is why we're doing what we're doing. And we work diligently to look for appropriate technology opportunities to expand what we have now. And in this respect, we're proud at what we do. We're also a good Canadian company, which we're hoping opportunities like from Stockhouse, what you're doing, will increase awareness about our product, because sometimes I think we're one of Canada's best kept secrets.
Thank you very much for sitting down and talking with me.
Well, thank you.
Again, this is Galen Engen for Stockhouse.com, and I'm talking with Etienne Grima, the CEO of CardioCom Solutions, trading on the Toronto Venture Exchange under the symbol EKG. You should check it out. Pretty interesting.